Our guest at the cafe this morning is A&M Commerce Astronomy Professor Dr. Kent Montgomery. Good morning.
Good morning.
So our timing was not good, and we didn't get a chance to talk about the 50th anniversary of the moon landing before the event, but it's not too far in the rearview mirror. So did you enjoy the observance of that?
Yes, I did. There was a lot of specials on TV, and it was fun to relive it. I was like six at the time, so.
Six. Well, I'm a little older than you are, but not a heck of a lot. I do remember it well. You remember it from when you were six?
I do remember it. I do. Yeah, I do vaguely because my parents made a big deal out of it, you know, so I was like, wow, that was cool. And, you know, growing up at that time, every one of us wanted to be an astronaut.
Yep, that was very common. Well, you know, it watching that, you just marvel at the ingenuity that was required on the part of so many people for that thing to come off the way it did. Do you see us going back anytime soon?
I don't know. It's right now it's a challenge for NASA because every time we get a new administration, they throw new goals at them, and then they don't give them any money. They keep cutting their funding. So it's hard to say. You know, long-term plans are still to get to Mars. The question is, right. Do you want to go to the moon first and then go back to Mars or just go right to Mars? And the latest thing is to go back to the moon and then go to Mars, but who knows what will happen in 4 years. It's a challenge for them.
The amazing thing is that we couldn't do that today, what they did 50 years ago. Not from where we sit right now.
Right now. It'll take a little work to get back to that.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah,
exactly.
I'm sure we could figure out how to do it, but we couldn't just launch a moon mission tomorrow. You know?
Right, yeah. Right. But they are building rockets and stuff with the plan to go to Mars, which can easily get you to the moon.
Well, yeah. we'll be watching that. It's going to be interesting to see. All right, the Delta Aquarids meteor shower is Sunday night and Monday morning. That's a pretty major astronomical event over the summer.
Yeah, it's a pretty good meteor shower. Happens every time each year. It's not one of the greatest ones. The Perseids the best one, but it's not going to be good this year because the full moon will be around when the Perseids were. This one, the moon will still be good. Best time to view it is going to be early morning, 3 to 5 in the morning, looking the south, and that's where you'll have best chances of seeing them.
So Monday morning.
Yes.
About 3 a.m.
About 3 to 5 a.m., right before it starts to get light. That's going to be your best shot.
You know what? People say, I don't want to get up at that hour, but once you get out there, middle of the night, it's beautiful out there at that time.
Oh, I'm the same way. It's like when I'm sitting in my house, it's hard to get out there. But once I get out there, I'm like, oh, I'm so glad I got up. This is just really neat.
So that's great. About 20 meteors per hour is what I've read.
Yeah, about one every 2 to 3 minutes.
Okay, great. We're talking with Dr. Kent Montgomery, astronomy professor at A&M Commerce. Saw an article about a PBS show called Ancient Skies that is running now, and that sounds like something that anybody that has an interest in astronomy would love. How did man observe the heavens before telescopes and all of our technology?
Yeah, and the fascinating part of that is how did our view of our place in the universe change over time with more knowledge? And that has been fascinating. I teach that a lot in my classes, and so it's very enjoyable topics.
I read that we had an Earth-centered model of the universe for 1,500 years.
Yes, we did. And it actually worked really well. It wasn't, it took 1,500 years before it quit working right. Then they said, oh, there must be something wrong.
better rethink that. But they cover that. And there's mentioned that they think Stonehenge was probably built as a way to somehow help in the observance of the skies.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Especially the summer solstice sunrise. Yeah. There's one stone that's lined up with the middle of the circle that's 100 meters away. There's no way that happened by chance. So they were planning that.
Okay. So it's called Ancient Skies, and you can see that on probably Channel 13 out of Dallas, but I'm sure it's also available on demand through PBS. Then I saw another article, Kent, on something called the 30-meter telescope at the University of Hawaii, and there's a lot of excitement about this.
Yeah, that's one of the latest, greatest telescope to be started construction. It's going to be on Mauna Kea, which is the shield volcano, an extinct volcano on the island, big island of Hawaii, and that's where most of the best telescopes in the world currently are, and they're going to add this one to that. So, and right now, our current biggest is around a 10-meter range, so this is three times the diameter. And for astronomers, we look at the area, so that's nine times the ability to see light. So this is going to be a really powerful instrument.
So when we say 30-meter telescope, that's how big the lens is.
That's the diameter of it, yes.
Gosh.
Yeah,
that's
mirrors. Like, it's all mirrors nowadays.
For those of us who think in terms of yards, that's like 30 yards, but more.
Yeah, about 33 yards.
Good heavens. They said in the article that Hawaii is the best place, I guess, on Earth for.
It is really good being right out in the middle of the Pacific, and you're on this 14,000 foot peak, and so most of the air and weather stays below you. So it's really the perfect place to put a telescope.
Now, this has not been built yet, but it's in the process.
It's in the process. They're in the process of starting construction right now, yes.
And there's hope, you know, this is always the sort of the holy grail that this might help us find another Earth-like planet. You know, all this question about is there life in the universe, that this will be a big help in that.
Yeah, especially to examine the planets that we know. We know of several thousand of them, but we don't have good enough telescopes to see details. And maybe this will give us some better details.
How soon might this be ready to use?
I'm guessing 3 or 4 years. These things don't happen too fast.
Yeah, but that's fairly soon. All right, so you're no longer the guy in charge of the planetarium, but what's showing at the planetarium?
I think they're showing Cosmic Adventure and Journey to the Skies, which is Friday nights at 7 and 8 o'clock. The one's a kid show, the 7 o'clock one, and the other one's talks about going to Mars.
So Journey to Space fits right in with our 50th anniversary that we've had.
It does.
Recently. Good. Kent, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
You're welcome.
Dr. Kent Montgomery, astronomy professor at A&M Commerce. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.